can you tell me your thoughts now that the Senate basically, they got past their first cloture vote. There's another one to come, and then the final up or down vote will come on Christmas Eve. Your thoughts on this Senate bill that is, has basically already passed the House?
The initial thoughts are very basic. It's very disappointing. I think we basically, what's happening in the Senate is you basically gutted any real public role in health reform, whether we're talking about the public option or we're talking about expanding Medicare. And second of all, we removed all the antitrust conditions, and instead of repeating that, that's still part of it. We created a situation where some states like Nebraska get a break on Medicare billing, but the rest of the states don't.
Right. Actually, the antitrust, getting rid of that provision that would have taken away the insurance industry's antitrust exemption, that was another given to Ben Nelson. Not only did he get, as you mentioned, $100 million for state Medicaid, he got that antitrust exemption provision taken out as well.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the conference is coming up. And
yes.
And I think this will be critical for President Obama's health care initiative, and it'll be critical for health care reform in general. And this conference, if some of the issues that were not dealt with in the House, that were dealt with in the House bill, which is some a public presence, i.e. public option, expanding Medicare, second of all, some real controls over the insurance, closing the Part D Medicare, and some cost controls, they're not part of it. I think it is going to be a difficult proposition to try to get that through the House. And that's just one member of Congress speaking at this point.
Okay, now you're speaking as a member of Congress. Yes, you represent Tucson and Yuma, Arizona. But now I want you to put on your co-chair of the House Progressive Caucus hat. Have as you and Lynn Woolsey co-chair this House Progressive Caucus, have you in that capacity had any meetings with Nancy Pelosi to talk about what your demands are?
Yeah, we've communicated with the speaker on a couple of occasions. Again, reaffirming what we felt was important, a public option, the antitrust provisions, and the repeal of why that was important, extension of coverage to legal permanent residents. We're not sure what the Senate did with that. And a series of other issues. They continue to be priority issues. The question then becomes, and I think it's a valid question, well, where will progressives in the House fall on this issue when it comes time and the pressure from the White House is going to be to get anything passed that's possible, and what's going to be our corresponding response? At this point, I'm one of those people that feel that for me, it'll be very, very difficult to support a Senate version of what is being proposed as health care reform. But then again, you know, there hasn't been a conclusive decision by the whole Progressive Caucus, and we need to wait to do that pretty soon.
Yes, obviously. Now, you guys don't even get back to D.C. until the 12th of January, is that right?
No, but we're communicating as we speak. We hope to have some sort of statement as soon as the next day or two.
Oh, really?
Okay. What we're going to do? People are hedging their bets. Let's be honest. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure from the White House and from leadership to move the ball along and to get something done, to have a victory. I think the content of what that victory means, and the ability for it to pass the test of time in terms of healthcare reform, is going to be critical. And I personally think we're rolling the dice, and we're going to end up with snake eyes on this one. And I'm very worried about it.
So right now, let me back up a second. Congressman Raul Grijalva is with us from Arizona. He is the co-chair of the House Progressive Caucus. We have heard some reports that there was going to be like a what they call a ping pong, where the bill was not even going to go to conference. Basically, the House was just going to be presented with the Senate bill. Do we know for sure that that's not happening, that it will go to conference?
No, we heard from the speaker that it was going to go to conference.
Okay.
If it were not to, and it would come directly as the way the Senate is, the Senate version is coming now without conference, without an ability to change it, and it came directly to us for a vote without any other discussion, then I would vote against it. And I think a lot of progressives would as well.
Okay. And so they need 218 votes to pass it in the House. I would guess if the Progressive Caucus, which numbers somewhere in the 60s, would vote yeah. against it, they can't win.
They can't. And
right.
So... the point is, either try to correct what's wrong with the Senate bill in conference, or the alternative is you bring it directly to the House, and I think it stands, in terms of passage, it stands a good chance of failing.
Okay. So they need to give some stuff to the House. So are you pushing for a public option? You're pushing for a Medicare buy-in?
Public option, the antitrust,
mm-hmm.
To eliminate that, to include the repeal of that, and make sure that legal permanent residents of this country have the same access to health care as anybody else, because they are legal, and cost controls. And some really regulatory control over the private insurance companies.
Well, that's important, because one thing we were talking about earlier is someone like me. I've got a pre-existing condition. I am about to lose my COBRA in 2 months. My COBRA runs out. And unfortunately, these new regulations wouldn't come into effect for another 4 years. But say magically that the House got that put in, so they come into effect immediately.
Thank you.
I hope you have that in there too, because to wait
Absolutely.
Until 2013 or 2014, I think, is ridiculous. But the other part is there's no cost control. Yes, they do away with saying, no, you can't get insurance because you have a pre-existing condition, to saying, well, we will give you insurance because we're legally bound, but we can charge you whatever we want for it.
Well, that's the whole provision. That is, everybody's concerned about the cost of Medicare and is it sustainable for the future. What is happening with the Senate is that we are going to now increase that liability by more, because all we're doing with the Senate bill is subsidizing private insurances to cover people without any cost control, any accountability, and any antitrust provisions in it. I mean, that I think is fundamentally going to be the problem with this legislation out of the Senate. It is a cost issue, it is a choice issue, and it's a coverage issue.
Yes. So, Congressman Grijalva, here you're saying that if we don't get at least some of these protections, consumer protections, put back in conference, that you will vote against it, and chances are a lot of the other progressives in the caucus will as well.
I know I would, and I think that in good conscience, many of my colleagues who have been fighting for the minimum of robust public options, at the minimum repealing the antitrust provisions for insurance companies, at the minimum extending coverage for people and doing cost controls, those are all eliminated, and they're not part of it. I think it's going to be a very, very difficult call for a lot of people that want health care reform but don't feel that a win at any cost is a win.
Well, I agree with you, and I know so many of the listeners do as well. We want health care reform. We need health care reform, but a giant giveaway to the for-profit extortionists who call themselves health insurance companies is not real reform. Without any of these protections in it, and that's exactly what it is. So I appreciate you saying this.
I think the administration declaring victory when we haven't assessed whether it's a win or not, I think it is a mistake. And like I said, a win that doesn't produce anything other than symbolism and doesn't produce the kind of structural change we need in health in the healthcare system in this country is going to be a very difficult thing to sell to people, because they will not receive the benefit that everybody's expectation is that they will receive.
I agree with you 100%. Now, Congressman Grijalva, you said there should be a statement from the House Progressive Caucus sometime in the next couple of days. Do you know when that's supposed to be?
We're working on that as we speak, and hopefully it'll include some of the content we talked about, and I'm almost sure it will. I mean, there's a point where we set a set of principles that we said had to be part of health care reform. Most if none of those principles is part of the Senate bill. I think that puts us into position to either, one, to insist that those principles be included in conference, and if that doesn't happen, then we're in the position of having to go against the administration and what the Senate did.
Okay. Do you think we'll have this statement by this time Wednesday?
That's fine.
I'm sorry?
That's the intent.
Okay, well, if we do, I would love to have you back on the show Wednesday. That would be a wonderful Christmas gift to give to the listeners. All right, I'll be in touch with your office, and let's try to have you back on Wednesday, and then we'll know where the House Progressive Caucus is on this, and we'll rally the listeners to do whatever they can to back you up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Congressman Raul Grijalva of Arizona, co-chair of the House Progressive Caucus, and you heard it. All right, they're asking for some really good, I would say concessions, but they're not concessions, really good provisions put back in the bill in order to make it something that we can really call reform, and then we can get behind it. See, this is constructive. We're not just whining. We're not just criticizing. We're trying to fix it and make it better. And that's what we need.